Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, May 17, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Riots have left hundreds dead in Uzbekistan. According to reports, it's quiet after military forces opened fire on a group of protesters pushing the president's resignation. Bible Mission International's Mark Remchesel.
We have tried to make contact with our folks there, and they, of course, are not talking by telephone. The government appears to have clamped down fairly hard on security. The borders are being closed for walk-through traffic.
Fines and jail time are possible for overt evangelism. Despite this, Christian youth camps are still planned this summer. Funding is needed. Next, Islamic groups in Pakistan, Egypt, Malaysia, Britain, and Turkey are planning protests for May 27th. That appears to have stirred anti-Christian sentiment in Turkey. But ION Network's Rody Rodehaver says their work is a long-term commitment that has outlasted bouts of anti-Christian sentiment. It's a critical part of their future ministry.
We have a children's ministry that runs camps in the summer and then works with the Christian churches in Istanbul all year long doing children's programs, training Sunday school teachers. That's very important because there is no other training.
And even though economic conditions in Argentina are improving, there are millions who live below the poverty level. That means hundreds of thousands can't afford to buy Christian literature. In response, the International Bible Society launched several outreaches. As a result, more than 4,000 Aboriginal people have become believers. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.